Schools in Green Bay and Sevastopol were locked down because of threats found on social media, but few other threats have led to major disruptions in schools. Barbara Dorf teaches people how to survive active shooters with the ALICE Training Institute. She says the uptick is not uncommon after a highly publicized shooting. Dorf says, other than the spur of copycats, people are more alert.
And they're more concerned, and therefore they're more aware of what's going on. So if they see something on social media, they're more likely to say something. And that may also account for the uptick.
About a dozen school threats have led to arrests since February 14th. Many of the other threats have been vague, but heads of police departments involved say they take every incident seriously. Ximena Condi, Wisconsin Public Radio.